All right, everyone, Marco here with Brian Porter, and we are going to talk about our Dear Guitar Industry podcast video series. Oof. And before every video, we love mentioning our pickup chooser form, which there's a link down below. So if you're curious about which pickup of yours would fit in your guitar or in your situation, you can go and fill out this form, send us a picture, and out of all of our pickups that we make, we'll recommend our best guess to you. And then there's no obligation to buy, so feel free to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Great form to fill out. You know, we're trying not to be spammy with this, but this is probably our most important thing that we do, I think, is help guitar players, and this is the easiest way for us to get right to the point of helping you. So, gotta get that out of the way. All right, today's topic is an extension of a previous Dear Guitar Industry. So, a little ways back, we talked about just playing what you have. So this, I guess this would be part two or the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, wow, you know, that's really cool that you said just play what you have from a manufacturer standpoint. You're not just trying to sell me something. And today we're not really trying to sell you anything either. We're talking about playing something new, not just New Guitar Day. Okay, I'm going to go a little deeper with this. And you can kind of push back where you need to push back on this. But my thoughts, and this is me speaking to myself, so I'm not actually like, you know, we're not actually trying to lecture our audience or anything like that, but this is like playing something new in terms of different. So new meaning like if I've been a Strat player my whole life, maybe I should try Telecaster. Maybe I should try Les Paul. Maybe I should venture into the PRS world. Maybe I should get a Gibson Explorer. The point is like... is branching out and getting more diverse in your musical journey. Okay, so that's kind of where I'm going. Are you tracking so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because I think in the last couple of years, you know, we've been reflecting on we sort of had a little surge of guitar purchasing in the last couple of years, as you've heard us say.
Or seen.
Yes, we're equally bad about getting new guitars and things like that, but we. I think the guitars that we've been getting have some different things about them, different pickup combinations, different styles, different feels. And that's really been refreshing for me to branch out and to kind of play new stuff. One of my guitars has three mini humbuckers in it.
It's really
and
cool.
You've seen our 390 guitar from Revan with three P90s. And that's just been so much fun to play the in-between positions on P90s. So before we get to your thoughts, don't forget to leave your comments down below in our YouTube video. The link will be to our YouTube video on the podcast pages or links for the podcast. If you're just listening to this, find that link and leave your comments below on maybe just give us a little story time. You know, what's a new thing that you bought that you, you know, got some good inspiration from and got some good, you know, some mojo or whatever gear word you want to use. So what do you think about this topic? What do you think about this idea? I'm going to turn this over to you because I'm talking too much.
No. Well, I guess lately I've just kind of been with my purchases. I'm like, oh, okay. I've learned things and now it's helped me, I think, make more effective purchases. And I feel like in the long run, too, I started getting in on the Chase Bliss train. And then what I pulled out of just one of those pedals, I was like, oh, I got to get some more of these. And also, like, you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm comfortable now with these. And I guess, like, a little bit of a preface. Like, I can remember seeing them for the first time. I can remember seeing them at the NAMM show that we went to. I was like, man, I don't know if that's ever for me. And, like, you have that moment of you're like, that's not for me, you know? So I had settled that debate, but for some reason, when they released the Habit, I was like, oh, that I got to try. That's so much
Habit,
fun.
Right?
Yeah, and I guess maybe that was a little bit of foreshadowing. But yeah, no, I just kind of started getting really inspired by that. And while it's kind of like a weird looking pedal, it was new and it really kind of reinvigorated my guitar playing and it felt like it was kind of like at a creative plateau and I'm not going to say that you need to go out and buy stuff to be more creative. That's also like a you thing, you know, and it's you that makes the music. The gear doesn't make the music, but it probably helps sometimes. Mm-hmm. It probably helps. And then it seemed like, okay, well, I don't want to get any, so it stopped me from buying pedals. And I'm like, well, I can make Habit do this, or I can make Habit do that. And then you start expanding that and you're like, well, maybe I don't necessarily need all these pedals. So that redirects all of that funds that you would have spent on all of these pedals. And you're like, oh, now there's like this like guitar buying budget somehow.
Yeah.
And then, so then you're like, well, mimicking that, you're like, well, I don't want to get anything. I've got Tellys and I've got the Telly thing covered, I think, you know, and I don't really use humbuckers that much, but lately, I've been trying to experiment with what I can do with them to make them a little more to my liking, or it's like a pick attack thing. But, so, you know, I'm like trying to do that too. So I'm trying to pick things that are a little bit different. And lately I've gotten a double P90 guitar with like mastery vibrato. And that's something that's like, I've never tried. And, you know, even just having this thing for a little bit, I'm already kind of like, oh, why didn't I try this sooner? And
yeah,
like, I feel like I needed to wait this long to get the P90s, 'cause I maybe wouldn't have appreciated them. Like being like snot nose, like Metallica, super Metallica fan, like, oh, I gotta have humbuckers, gotta be EMGs. And lately, and now I'm like, oh, passive pickups. And then I was like, oh, Tele Bridge pickups are so awesome. I love the single coil and that pick attack.
Yeah.
And now that I got used to the 60 cycle hum and you know, made arrangements on my board to deal with the 60 cycle. And so now I'm getting the best of both worlds, and I know how to beat the 60 cycle with the P90s, but you get that, like, you still get that pick attack and you get that like big note. So it's, I guess it's just weird. You maybe, if you look back, you can see some of the patterns and some of the pieces of gear that made you learn these patterns. But all of that happened because I started trying new things, and maybe I was at a spot where I felt like I had plateaued and was kind of boring, and not like, oh, I'm going to give up. But I'm just like, what's my creative voice even? What am I doing? And so at the very least, it's just like an exercise in maybe taking a closer look at what is your true inner creative voice or whatever. Mm-hmm. That sounds really hokey, but no, I believe it.
I think it's something that we talk about all the time here. We want people to be inspired. We want them to create inspiring music with our products, and we ourselves need to be inspired, you know? So we've gone and bought different pieces of gear and like, oh, this is really, really cool. And so I think that we've been in some ways more reserved and more selective. I know I have been. I'm like, I'm not going to spend this money unless I can really see how this is going to create that inspiration. And you're never going to make like 100% perfect decisions. But I think that we've been, you know, I think it's fair to say we've been getting it right more than we've been getting it wrong. Because we're not just out there like throwing money left and right, buying something just because. Really thinking about like, this would make me want to play more. You know, if in the last couple of years, I've played more at home than I have in a long, long time. And I know that sounds really weird, but I've got some cool guitars at home and take some cool pedals home from the shop. And with the job being making guitar stuff all day, I don't necessarily always want to play when I get home, but I have more than ever, because now I'm getting inspirational gear that makes me want to pick it up and makes me want to explore it. So where do you guys land on this topic? Again, we're touching on a lot of like higher end stuff here, but our encouragement would be to get out of your box. Maybe talk about a box that you're in on the comments. Mm-hmm. If you want to get really introspective, you could talk about, you know, I've only been playing these type of guitars or this brand of guitars, and now I want to branch out, and it's scary and it's terrifying. But I think in your case, like, it opened up a lot of doors for you to step out into new territories. And same with me. It's like, oh, okay, well, this is a really cool pedal, or this is a really cool guitar that I got. And now I'm down this other path that I never thought I would be. So that's where we're going. I mean, I think that's probably a fair way to say it is, you know, back to the other one, play what you have, but then looking forward, what can you play that's different? You know, don't settle for the same path, right?
Yeah. Don't be afraid to try it.
Yeah. Any final thoughts before we sign off? Thank you guys for hanging with us on these topics.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Yeah. For all that, check out the video. And yeah, you just want to find yourself in that inspirational moment where you're not even thinking about what you were thinking. You're just like going.
Yeah. And I think maybe one last thing, just as you said that, I thought about, you know, it's a noisy, maybe like small soapbox here, but it's like a noisy world right now. There's a lot of like voices and opinions and thoughts. I mean, we're now an election year for the for the U.S. here, and it's going to be a dumpster fire with social media. So maybe unplug from that and plug into your amp and plug into your pedals and just play guitar. I think the world would be a better place if more people played more guitar instead of leaving comments online. Except for our videos, you can leave comments down below. But we appreciate you guys watching these and being a part of it. Suggestions for topics are always welcome. Questions for us are always welcome as well. And we will try to get to those questions as they come in, as we get a chance to talk about them and kind of answer them. And yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, catch you on the next one.